This is Smallsy Surgery.
So say Geronimo, I'm coming home to.
Hey, we are Shepard
in Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
Let's go!
I'll follow you right up to the edge of the earth.
On the show tonight, they're back. They've got a brand new track out, and it's been a very long time since they've been here. Are you looking very fine? Can I just say you look like you've matured like fine wines?
Thank you.
Very small. Oh, whiskey. I identify as whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You've matured like a fine whiskey. Shepherd are in the building, everybody. Welcome back to you,
guys. Nice to see you.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. We're good. We're really good. We're just back on holiday from Nashville, actually.
Lovely. Oh, you. So you moved it. You left Australia. You flapped your wings and you left our fair country.
As of recently. We've only been there for 6 months.
Yeah.
And we are missing home terribly, so we've come for a quick visit.
Okay.
As you can see, yeah, we'll be back quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. So tell me, what do you miss the most about Australia, and what is the thing that you excited about never having to do again in Australia?
I miss the food.
Food's really good.
You know what? America food, yeah. No taste.
Yeah.
The flavour misses.
Yeah. And it's like all processed, and the produce here is something special for sure. Yeah.
But they have way more flavours of potato chips.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, yes. That we in Australia, we don't have much variety.
Yeah.
Like, the Ruffles. I love their crunchy Ruffles. They have them anyway, sorry.
Yeah, you should see the Pringle aisle. It's a whole aisle.
A whole aisle of Pringles?
Any flavour you can imagine.
Why would you come back? You're living the dream.
This is what you want.
Okay, so, all right, I don't know why you're here. I wish it would be over there. Okay, so the thing you love the most about Nashville is the full aisle of Pringles, and the thing you miss most about Australia is the fresh food, yes?
Yes,
and your family, right?
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah.
Well, we got half of the family over there anyway.
Yeah.
So our partners we're all married now, and our partners are all there with us.
They all moved with you.
Six of us went together. Yeah. We had 18 pieces of luggage on the way over.
Oh,
it was a mess.
Is it like the Partridge? But do you all live in the same house, or do we get separate?
Well, we all live in apartments next door to each other.
Oh, that's. I'm not sure if that's cute or if that's. I'm concerned.
It's great because it's like we got our own spaces, but then if we need each other, we're like.
Yeah. Do you keep tabs on each other? Like, where the fuck were you last night?
Yes.
Why were you two home so late? Okay,
yes.
We got to write at 9 a.m. You should not be arriving home at 2.
I also get like really angry when I go into Amy's apartment and the door's locked. I'm like, oh
come on.
Yeah, no. I always leave my door open, so everyone's welcome, you know. And then
are you legit all on the same floor though?
Like, right next to each other.
Literally next to each other.
How did you manage that?
Was it a
derelict building that no one wanted to live in?
And
you're
condemned.
Like, oh my God, three apartments next to themselves.
We're just squatting.
Okay.
No, we managed to find, we had an apartment hunter while we were in Brisbane,
which was
very hard to do because we were like, oh, what if we settle and there's like a train line or something like that. But we found, in a new building.
Nice.
But it's right next to a fire station. Mm. Two fire stations.
And
so
they,
so
is there many
minutes.
Fires in Nashville?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, they have a whole other level of siren over
well,
there.
Well, it could
don't
be a
they?
Party bus. We're not too sure.
It sounds like a rabid cat. Yeah.
We're living
in our
right
apartment.
On the edge of downtown, so the party buses literally stop at our street and then they go back downtown.
Okay.
So you hear this like, ah! Party buses go by,
and it is a party town.
It's a fun place.
People
to be.
Don't know. I don't know. When I went, I didn't realize it's like a bachelorette party town.
Yes.
Like
Nash
people
Vegas.
Fly
yeah.
in
yeah.
from around America to get loose in
it
Nashville.
It doesn't stop for winter either. Like
no,
it was -20 degrees in like the height of winter.
Yeah,
and they still just had like tarpaulins on the party buses, still going. They're all like. Wearing these fur coats on the party buses.
These chicks just completely naked going, I'm so cold, but I must drink.
Yeah, it was definitely like, it doesn't stop. It's amazing.
Shania Twain does not rest.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Now, you've been busy making music, yes?
Yes, sir.
Back with some brand new music,
yes? We heard you needed some more hits.
I need some more songs to play. tell me what we're going to press play on in just a second. The new one.
Yes, it's called Edge of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually about the move to Nashville. It's, you know, from the perspective of our partners. No place is ever too far. Home's wherever you are. We'll follow you to the edge of the earth. And, I mean, Nashville is essentially, as far as we're concerned, the other side of the planet.
Yeah, well, it's two planes, right? Like, I don't think you can get much further away from Brisbane than in Nashville.
I mean, it was just a huge display of belief in us and a huge sacrifice for them to uproot their lives and their businesses and come over with us. So yeah, it's kind of written from that perspective.
Have you missed home at all? How have they handled it, or is it still an adventure? How long have you been there for now? Is it still an adventure territory timeline, or has the time started ticking? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so we've been here a while now.
We got there in October, so it's been about 6 months. We had a good 6 weeks of like hustle, meeting people, events, and then Christmas and New Year's happened, and it was just like a bit of a ghost town for the industry.
Yeah,
and then it was at that point we were like, oh my God, what have we done? What have we done? But then, you know, summer's coming up, we're going back. It's like had a bit of a lull, but the adventure's kicking off again.
Yeah, nice. Do you find it to be a creative city? Because I hear lots of people say Nashville is like becoming the new LA or the new focus of where people are moving to and writing music in.
Definitely. Everyone you meet is in music or know someone cool in music.
Yeah, it's a town like that, right?
It is, yeah. Everyone's doing something cool. So, yeah, we're writing 5 days a week. So if we're not doing shows, we're writing.
5 days a week?
Literally, with someone new. And so it's just incredible. Just the music industry there is unlike anything else. And not just country music, pop music as well.
Well, you know what they're saying, that country pop crossover is like the new thing.
Beyonce's doing it, that means it's there.
Well, yeah, if Beyonce's doing it, means everyone else should have been doing it beforehand.
Yeah.
Because if Beyonce's doing it, it's time for it.
Yeah. I actually have a solo country project which I started 5 years ago, which is why
I went to Beyonce
Nashville.
Copied you.
She did. How dare she? But yeah, I started 5 years ago, went to Nashville, and I was like, oh my God, I love this city.
Yeah.
Went home, and I was like, you guys were moving to Nashville, and then COVID happened.
Of course.
So that was a big handbrake on everything. But yeah, it just allows us, being there allows us the space to do both country and pop.
And country and Western.
You can do country and
Is there a difference between country and Western?
Nashville's quite east
I think
in
the
country.
It's the size of the hat.
Yeah, okay. Is that what it is? The size. Oh my God, my favorite part about Nashville was there's this boot shop on the main street.
The Boot Barn.
Is it the Boot Barn?
Boot Barn.
The Boot Barn, where you can get 3 pairs of boots for the price of 2.
Yes. And they're like, oh, but I can't fit in my suitcase. And they're like, nope, we'll send it straight. You know, they do free shipping to your house.
I didn't know that. I never even investigated, because how would I take 3 boots home?
Exactly.
I could have got free shipping.
Yes.
Did you buy your boots from the Boot Barn?
I have way too many boots already.
Okay,
so I have not bought boots.
Yep.
But I think I want to upgrade, because you know the boots you buy here are all like from ASOS and they're like a bit plastic. But
they're like real cow on your feet down there.
Full leather.
I think I would like to invest in some Boot Barn.
Get some boot barn into you.
Three of us,
buy from the Boot Barn today. Yeah.
You can't miss the Boot Barn. It's like right there
on
the main street, and you're like, 3 boots for the price of 2. I'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
And then you realize just one set of boots is like $200. You're like, oh, okay, it's expensive.
But you know what? You can always pick the tourists because they're wearing boots, and they're always like pristine boots.
Yeah,
pristine. And they've got a big
and they've
hat.
Never done anything. Yeah, absolutely,
and
absolutely.
So you're like,
I gotta say also too, is it 10 years since Geronimo?
Yes.
Congratulations,
so
guys.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
God, I remember playing that on the radio for the first time. Like, where did 10 years go?
I know.
It's just like in another 10 years, it'll fly by and we'll just be like, Geronimo.
I
am.
But it is pretty scary. Like, we have young adults coming up to us now being like, oh my God, like Geronimo, I used to listen to that when I was little. I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah.
Go away.
Could you be less offensive, please? I'm not that old.
But I mean, we owe a lot to that song. It's
I was going to say, like, this. I think artists, bands have stories about songs that define them or put them on a new trajectory, and I would assume that would be yours as a group. That's the song that really set you on the
it
path.
It opened the door to the world for us, and I would say that it's
still opening doors for us.
It's been like the catalyst for so many incredible memories that we've had and so many incredible tours that we've done, like you know, Meghan Trainor, Elton John, Robbie Williams, Justin Bieber,
George,
you know.
Right.
No,
I've
keep that up, that's great.
It's like we've just met so many amazing people and had so many wonderful opportunities because of this one song, and we're just so grateful.
Well, here's to 10 more years, guys. At least
years.
That's why you're in Nashville, just working on it and hustling.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Well, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, of course.
Appreciate it. Congratulations on your track. It's called Edge of the Earth. It's out now. Next time I'm in Nashville, I'll look you up.
Please.
And
we'll
and can we stay? Can we stay and sleep on the couch?
Really, yes, we've got a couch.
You've got three couches to choose from.
Well, I was going
to
say, you should have three couches. You've got like a trundle bed in each apartment, and you can just wheel it out for me when I need somewhere to stay.
Exactly. Enough apartments for each pair of boots.
Done.
Got, yeah.
Exactly. Guys, pleasure to see you all.
See you, Smallsy.
Smallsy Surgery
is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.